WSHF 567, monitoring.
Good morning, Sam. WSHM 738.
Good morning there, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, it's Friday, man. That's a good thing. I'm doing great.
Joe, you headed into work already?
Not yet.
No, I don't know why I asked that other than I just got back from the gas station. I'm not looking at the time. I realize it's not that time. I'm not up yet this morning.
It's all right. I got up early today. Got up at 3, so it is what it is. You know when you're good. You know, just pop up and you can't go back to bed. You know you're up. So I think I went to bed a little early last night. That's probably why.
Joe, the ice arena. I just got back from the gas station and I slid a good 2 feet into the gas station. Like, oh!
Yeah, a little. I'm off together. Is the bigger snow coming in? Still making it there, Sam, or what's going on there?
Yeah, you're making it. Something came in with you. I didn't hear that last transmission. That's why I didn't key up.
Oh, okay. I said more snow's coming today, isn't it?
Inch and a half to 2 inches. Hopefully what I bought yesterday fixed my problem I've been having. I can't tell you over here, over the radio, if I have to tell you in person.
Well, call me on the phone here. Yeah, call me on the phone, Sam. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567 for WRWB 489. You up yet, Mike? That 489 must be getting an extra beauty sleep this morning. WSHF 567. Monitoring.
WB 489, WSHM 738.
WRUZ 935, mobile.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, I believe in the neighborhood.
All right. Well, very good. Just having a cup of coffee. Uh-oh, the jammers are up this morning.
Oh, I thought you just forgot to unkey.
Nope, one me. I know Sam was in here earlier. I don't think I've heard Mike yet, so he's probably just getting up, I'm guessing.
Very good. Well, I'm turning around and going south, so I have a trailer between me and the repeater. I'll be getting farther away. Don't know how long I can hang.
Well, work it as long as you can. Don't be afraid to talk. You can always talk when you key that thing up. I mean, the worst thing you say is plenty of truth.
Yep. So. Anyway, heading over to Canada. across the border, there's different rules for GMRS over there as there are over here, so we can't talk across border.
That's terrible.
I mean, even though you're able to do it, it's illegal to me.
Alright, well, there you go.
Popo just pulled somebody over right in front of me.
So no reciprocal operating agreement on GMRS.
Yeah, the Popo just came right around me and pulled over the guy that just passed me. He must have been speeding.
Well, he's probably going to end up with a ticket. To be in the box.
And just remember, like that recording used to say, they used to play, like, you are not the boss of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ate up all the snacks in my lunch. They got nothing to snack on anymore. I might have to stop at Tim Hortons on the other side.
There you go. Good idea. Jam some of that sugar and dough down your throat.
Hey, I always get at least one plain donut.
Yeah, I got a little one that loves Tim Hortons. She don't want to go anywhere but Tim Hortons. She's like, I feel like looking back at her in that chair going, repeat! Weather professor.
I only profess things that I know. You know, they tag me the professor.
What kind of jam do you like? Smuckers?
No, I like Welchers. I mean Welches.
Grape, strawberry, apricot, or mixed?
Yes.
All of the above.
Well, I hope I'm still okay in the repeater, but the minute I go down on 696, I know that's going to be a different story.
Now you're actually doing fine at the moment.
Road coming up on 12 miles, so when I get on the freeway on that east-west ditch, I know I'm going to drop. Well, the sheep's gas station is coming along over here.
Yeah, they're popping up pretty quick. It seems like they got their sheets together.
Yeah, well, I hope they crush the speedway.
Okay, yeah, you're dropping out, so pretty noisy. So we'll catch you later. WSHM 738. Hi, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. You in there yet, Mike?
He's getting his beauty sleep, Paul.
Yeah, apparently he might have been up a little late last night. I don't know. So, okay, usually he's in there by now.
Usually, right? WSHF 567. Yeah, usually, but, yeah, lately, it's been a hit or a miss.
Well, I guess it is what it is, Sam.
Well, that's all it can be, Paul.
All right, I gotta go jump in the shower. I'll catch up with you, Sam. WSHM 738.
All right, if I hear Mike, I'll let him know what's up.
Sounds good. Not for us.
7 days.
Oh, man. Like Mike, you gotta work every day. I'm glad I don't have to.
I think he's sleeping in this morning.
Yeah, he may be in there in the shower scrubbing him armpits or something.
Ain't heard a peep from him. I was up early today, so WSHM 738. Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Oh, man. I get out early today, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Charlie, Joe. Anyways, yeah, Friday, it's the day we always wait for, right? I mean, at least two out of the four for you, Charlie.
Yeah, I do like my every other Friday off. I remember when I had every Friday off. Then they changed things up on me again. But at least I get every other Friday off.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. That'd be nice. But it's what it is. Gotta work. Gotta make that money. I still want that money.
I'm gonna cut in half. Ugh. Wrong step change. Joe?
I just said, yeah, it must be nice to have them 4 days off, or 3 days off. But still got to make the money, like I said. They still want their bills to be paid.
What happened to the storm of the century this morning? I thought we were supposed to be like 12 inches of snow.
What channel do you watch, man? They told me 1 to 3, and we didn't even get that.
Well, I'm kind of playing it up like the weather stations, right? That was the joke.
They didn't say nothing on the news how many inches this morning. I don't think they got any idea about that, but they said there's some snow coming this afternoon.
Well, it was supposed to be an Alberta Clipper, but I don't see anything to the northwest. Nothing any magnitude, so I don't know. It's probably never going to be what they said, I don't think, at this point. But.
Well, back in the day of Sonny Elliott, he would just say it was going to snow. You're going to wake up in the morning to find out how much.
Yeah, good morning, guys. WRWB 49.
There he is, Sleeping Beauty.
I slept in a little bit this morning.
I had to work late last night.
No, I stayed up late. That's what happened.
You need to get a chair like mine, man. As soon as I sit in it, my eyes slam shut.
I have one like that. That's where I woke up this morning and I was in the chair. I'm like, dang, man, with the TV, you know, still on.
Yeah, by the time you wake up, the wife and the dog have the bed monopolized and there ain't no room for you anyway.
Spot on. That's basically, oh, that's it. That's what happens.
Well, you guys have a good day. I got to go in here and see what they got tore up today. 073, everybody. Have a good one. WSBJ 347.
All right, have a good one, Joe. And you guys are talking about Larson and Tennis. I think they're no more. I think it's Larry. Anyways, all right. See you, Joe. Charlie?
Yep, see you, Joe. Yeah, it's Larson Electronics, I think, is the name of the place. They make some antenna mounts.
So they have a lot of good. but I think they've been bought out by Laird. Laird, L-A-I-R-D or something.
Myself in the foot. All right, there. We'll catch you later, Steve.
Oh yeah, I was just saying good morning. Good morning. Happy payday. Yeah, he was coming in. He came in rough on that. Like clear, and then it rough again. That damn ice. That damn ice.
I take it you must have just got out the door, eh?
Yeah, I just got out the door, and I just figured I'd throw in something quick there, and then, you know, get out of everybody's way. But I think everybody's made it to their destination or close to it. The roads are, the grass gets a little slippery, but there ain't nothing coming down now. I mean, there ain't nothing going on. Grass is, like, a little slippery, and that's it.
How many inches did it accumulate?
Zero, nothing.
Well, they were talking like we were supposed to get snow and last night and two of this morning, and it was gonna be a bad commute.
Maybe for the 8 o'clock people or 9 o'clock, maybe some more is coming or something, but no, it's just, there's nothing on the road, there's nothing. It's just maybe a little tiny ice on the road just from yesterday and left over from last blowing snow, and that's it.
I gotcha. Hold on just a moment. I'll be right back. I'm going to make some coffee.
Sounds good on the coffee. WSLI-302. Goodbye.
Uh, one there, Steve? WRWB 49. How about that WSLI 302? You still got a copy?
Yes, I still have a copy.
All right. Yeah, I just, I was on the phone for a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I better get back out here.
Oh, yeah, just read playing on my phone. That's it, just playing on my phone. I'm already at work, so just chilling out.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm just sitting here. I woke up kind of late this morning.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I mean, I'm trying to wake up a little later than trying to get in so early, so that's what I've been trying to do, sleep in longer.
Yeah, copy on the sleeping in longer. Well, I guess the opening ceremony for the Olympics are tonight.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. And the Super Bowl is this Sunday, if I'm correct.
Yep. And then, of course, you know, we have college basketball that's going on. And hockey and NBA basketball.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot. I don't know what I'll catch this weekend for that. I haven't watched much hockey, and I haven't watched much, barely any basketball. I'll probably watch the football game, though, so I'll probably stay up and watch that.
Yeah, copy. Yeah. Yeah, the Pistons, you know, they lost last night against the Washington Wizards. I didn't watch the game. I just looked at the score on my phone. I'm like, okay. I mean, but it's not too bad. I mean, they didn't lose by a lot. You know, it's just, I want them to keep that momentum going. I mean, they're like the hottest team in basketball.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what I heard. I heard that. And the Red Wings are doing pretty good themselves, correct?
Yeah. They're just behind Tampa. Unless they're above Tampa now, but they were behind Tampa in our conference.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, hopefully if there's a basketball game, I'm going to have to check one out then. If there's a basketball game, I'm going to have to check one, you know, if they're playing this weekend. We'll see. See what I'm doing and what time the game's on at. If it's night, I should have a good chance of catching it.
Well, as long as you got FanDuel on your TV, you'll be all right. You can watch it.
Oh, I don't have FanDuel. I'd have to catch it at 777's house. Yeah, he's got it. I don't have that. So that's where I'd catch it with.
Yeah, Rod, you know, you should have it.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got that, so I'm pretty sure he's got it. So, yeah, we'll probably watch some of the games. Yeah, if the Pistons are playing, I'm going to have to look it up a minute. Because usually the kid, you know, his son watches it and all that, so. Or the hockey game. We'll catch the hockey game. One of the two. One of the two depends on I might go out there ice fishing with them this weekend. I think I might try that. I mean, I've done it before with them. But, we'll see. We will see.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'll be, I should be on the ice, you know, this weekend watching the races if they're going to be out there again.
I don't know if you copied that last transmit.
This is, I should be out there on the ice, this weekend, you know, watching the races.
Oh yeah, you didn't copy the transmit. I transmitted back. I said, oh yeah, I'll give you a heads up that way you know, and I'll definitely give you a ring. Or get a hold of you on here, one of the two. I'll text you probably, but yeah, I didn't know. It's fuzzy here and there, I noticed this morning.
It just depends on where, you know, where you're at. That's all. Location, location.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, same place. Usually I'm here, same place. It just seems a little fuzzier today out there. Here and there, not all the time, though.
Well, you seem to be getting in okay. So, and I can hear you. You're legible.
Oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Yep, yep, yep. Temperature's going to warm up next week. That's nice. It's nice to see that.
What's that?
The temperature's going to warm up next weekend, or next week. That's nice to see that.
No, okay, all right. No, that'll be better than what we have now.
Yeah, that ice should stay frozen for a long while. Even if it's in the 20s or 30s, that ice should stay frozen, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's frozen for a while. I mean, it's frozen for a while. I mean, hey, that's got to be what? Almost like Gene and I were saying, it's got to be almost 6 foot thick. At least.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, that is thick, yep.
All right there, Steve, I'm going to take a standby here and just listen.
Yeah, I'll be standing by, Mike. I'm just going to be messing around on the phone, WSLI 302.
Yep, we'll catch you. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSIC 866 mobile monitoring. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG. Hey, you sound a lot better today, Roger.
Yeah, but on the ham side, I wasn't sound that good the first time, but the second time I got it anyhow. So how you doing today?
Not too bad. Watching a kind of light snow falling over here, Roger.
Yeah, that's what they said this morning. It snowed till about maybe 12 o'clock.
I copy that. Yeah, just enough to screw the roads up, but no big snow blowing event though, Roger.
I haven't heard you out there. I figure maybe you'll be out there today, Roger.
Yeah, I'm getting my energy up here to go down to the grocery store right now, but fight the roads a little bit. Maybe they got some salt down. It'll work good because the temperature is warm above freezing. But I don't know. We'll just see how much we get, and then I'll deal with it. Just like always.
I don't
know if I have to take a trip all the way to Telegraph in 10 miles to see what's happening out that way. I gotta do a few things out that way. I have to do a couple things there. Roger.
I copy that.
They should have the salt out, take care of this little bit. It should work good, so. We'll see. And we got the cold coming back. We better get all this stuff up today. That temp's going to drop this afternoon and single digits again there, copy.
I got you. I just woke up about half an hour ago, and I was on the other side of the radio, and I just finished from there. We'll talk later. I got to have some coffee going on and maybe getting ready to go. So we'll talk to you later, and good to hear you out there. WIUG 48.
Hey, Roger that. Okay. I'll talk at you in the mobile out there sometime, maybe this morning. We'll see. Take it easy. Be cool on the roads. WRZX 218, we're gardening.
WRUZ935.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and do what?
Anything you want. What's going on?
I just came downstairs and broke out the chip dip and some chips.
All right. Oh, good. Eat those Sunday before you go to bed, so that way they're just doing away in your belly during the Super Bowl, and it's all the same. You just didn't watch the game.
Well, I'm going to be able to make it until about halftime. So I'll watch Bad Bunny and Green Day. I'm really curious to see what Green Day is going to sing. They got some songs that rip pretty bad.
I don't know anything about this Bad Bunny. That bad, it should be in jail. But what about Green Day now?
Well, you got some pretty... some songs that are, not very flattering towards the administration.
Oh, I don't know that. I think most of them are
flattering. So, we'll see. Don't know if they'll do those songs, but they have them.
Probably not. I don't think the Super Bowl is going to let them do that. An NFL production, I doubt it. Although, there was Janet Jackson.
Yeah, well, they may let something slip out.
Well, you just never know.
I don't know anything about this Bad Bunny guy either. But he's Puerto Rican. Puerto Rico's part of America. People are bitching about that, he's not even American anymore. He is American one day. But you know who's not American is Paul McCartney, The Who. There was a whole list of people who have recently performed that are not American. And nobody bitched about that.
Yeah, we double.
Sorry.
Well, I didn't know where you were going. It's all about non-American performers as well. I mean, hey, Bruce Springsteen performed, being American.
What do you mean? He sings a song called Born in the USA. Why would he sing a song about being born in the USA if he wasn't?
He's talking about the guys that climbed the wall down there in Texas. They're claiming they were born in the USA. Yeah. He ain't American. Bruce? He's from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name. It's a black woman. I think she's on MSNBC. On one of those political talk shows, sitting around the table. She got a brush cut. She's got very short hair. Damn near bald. Trump told her to go back where she came from. She came from Cleveland. He told AOC to go back where she came from. She's born and raised in New York.
All right, well, I don't know where she was broadcasting from. Hopefully it's not a long drive.
Yep. And could you do a weekly commute? For Monday through Friday and then go home on the weekends? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to work that out between the two of them.
He said he wants to take away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. You can't do that.
Yep. Got a phone call. Well, she's
Dave's plot a long time ago made up, but apparently they're back fighting. Alright, hang on a minute here. WSH on 730.
WRUZ 935.
Okay, where are you at?
I'm just sitting here in the basement.
All right. How much you weigh now after eating all those chips and chip dips?
Probably about 10 ounces more than I did before.
All right. And WSHM 738.
WRUZ 935.
Did all the snow melt, or do I got a shovel when I get home?
I don't know. After you shovel, do you throw some salt down?
No, because I shovel, and that's usually good enough.
Oh, well, I usually throw some salt down so that if it snows a little bit more, a little bit more snow that comes down will melt and I don't have to shovel it again.
Oh, I've got a million things going on. For a lonely guy, I sure am busy.
Well, that's something else, you know. Just talking about busy. Some people like to keep running their mouth. Some people get in front of a camera, and they can't help but have an opinion on everything. Did you hear that Trump actually said, after the murder of Alex Petty, he's like, "You can't just have people walking around with guns." Kind of pissed off the NRA and the Second Amendment people.
I thought he was with those people.
See, but when you have to have an opinion on everything, and you're like the wind, and your opinion blows in any direction, you know, you have there's no firm beliefs that you have. You're just willing to say anything in the moment. So, yeah, you know, the NRA and all that, they fully supported him and everything, but... You know, you just can't have people walking around with guns. Well, it was holstered. He never brandished it. He had a permit to carry it. It was perfectly legal. But now you don't want people to have guns, because that would solve the problems of your ICE officers having guns and nobody else having guns.
I had a full day of work, so let's change the subject.
I just wonder where all the preppers are, and, you know, Steve and Brian, all of these people. Are they speaking out against that, or did they choose to bury their heads in the sand and ignore the comments? But, all right. I'm going to do some green onion chip dip next. I'm almost done with this French onion. I keep on scraping the chip dip off the side of the container. I'm trying to leave a little pile of chip dip in the bottom of the bowl. I save that for last.
At the end of the day, it's just chips and chip dip. Eat it. Jammers! The jammers are on!
Paul, if you would just go away, it would solve all the problems.
Well, maybe I'm going to parlay this into something better. Why don't they pay me to go away? Better yet, why don't they try to make me? That one's free. Kinda.
Yep. know, I had a guy contact me today about a bird watt meter. I told him about my 240-410s. You know, and I sold a couple of the elements for the 4410s. It's like, let me get rid of these things. Got tired of hanging on to them. No, I could have used them. Would have been nice to stick in the meter and sell.
I guess the snow didn't melt.
Are you in the driveway?
No, it's getting close, but I'm in the hood, so I can pretty much gauge it from their driveways.
Oh, very good. Got some big old chunks of onion in here.
At the end of the day, it's just chips and chip dip. I gotta run in. I gotta make another run, but I gotta run in for a second. VSHM 738.
All right, I'll be here for a few. WRUZ 935.
Okay, how's the chips?
All gone.
All right.
Yeah, there was just a little bit of dip left, and there was a little bit of chips in the bag. I didn't go down to the little tiny crumbs. I just grabbed the big pieces that I could, killed the dip, threw away the bag.
All right. I'm not sure if anything's going on for the Super Bowl or not. I gotta check in. And then, you know, gotta get some shopping done for that.
Yeah, we got some wings. We got some of the little cocktail weenies to put in a little crock pot with the barbecue sauce. There's several things, you know, snacky foods. I think some shrimp cocktail. Like I said, I'll make it to about halftime, and then it'll be bedtime. Actually, I got to be in the... It'll be regular time. It's a regular day of work for me. So, got to get to bed at regular time.
Yeah, that's why they should move it to Saturday. Not that it matters for you. For the normal people that work, you know, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, they ought to move the Super Bowl to Saturday. It just makes so much sense.
Yep, absolutely. I agree 100%.
I mean, most people have to go to work.
This is the tills up for personal days, you know. Everybody wants the day off.
Yeah. Surprised Charlie didn't check in here. Charlie the tuna. He leaves early on Fridays, I think.
Yeah, I figured that was constituting as giving him a call, so I didn't want to say, give him a call.
Now that was kind of a segue to it, yeah. I think I'm going to take me a nap when I get home.
Oh yeah, where are you going to take it to? Are you going to take it out for a bite to eat, or, you know, are you going to drive in movie, what?
I'll take it to the zoo. Buddy, I finally made it to the zoo. It was either last year, year before, I think.
Buy something. Well, every time you go to Harbor Freight, you got to pick up at least one bag of zip ties.
Oh, okay.
And then I bought the, and I didn't want to spend $14 or $15 on it, but it's magnetic paper towel holders. It just two pieces with like a, it's flat with magnets on it, each piece is bent at a 90-degree angle, and then there's a, like a knob that's bolted to it. You put the knob in the
Black male, dark green jacket, khaki pants over the shoulder.
Somebody's broadcasting a scanner. Come on, man. Don't even do me a favor. Don't do him a favor. Do yourself a favor. Get a life. He tried to do it to you earlier, just previous to that, and they weren't getting it done, so they must have been back monitoring to know they had the QRO.
Yeah, well, that's what I really find is amusing, because you and I know if we didn't want them to get over us, they wouldn't.
It's just not that important. We have antennas. I mean, you're limited power-wise, right, 50 watts. But, you know what I mean? The antennas alone would do them in.
Yeah, I think this radio's only like 20 or 25 watts. So I could give it another 3 dB.
Yeah, well, they've seen they weren't doing it the first time around. They come back with a higher power, so that's what they did. Not but a bunch of worthless jammers.
And that's the funny part, you know, if they can't step on you, they'll try and plug my ears. Like with putting a jammer in my neighborhood on channel 19, you know, because that's going to stop us. It's the only places that we have to talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm down by 2 radios. I've only got 9 frequencies I can monitor at the same time. I could hook another radio up. But I wanted to use the shelf space for something else, so. Because I got that nice LP700 watt meter. That thing was so big that I had to disconnect the radio and get it off the shelf unit.
I think that Henry will do 50 watts on UHF, and at that level all day long.
Well, I'm sure I got a 100-watt brick over in the cabinet that would do 50 watts all day long, too, so no need to run the Henry.
I'm going to be at my second stop here for about a minute or so, just for a couple of seconds, and I'll be back in the car.
Oh, and I've got that TE Systems. That's a 200-watt brick, but I'm sure that would cruise along at 50 watts for a good long time. It's like a repeater amp, but it's just got the smaller heat sink.
Right. Okay, give me a minute. Let me go say 10738.
All right. Take 2 or 3. WRUZ 935.
All right, guess what?
What?
I got a frozen one that needs to be cooked. It's and I've been to this restaurant in Chicago. It's a Pizzapopolis pizza, but by a restaurant called
Giordano's, Giordano's, or something like that. Anyways, in the early 2000s when I was traveling, you know, I was in Chicago and I looked for some place to eat one night, and it was that restaurant, and I was amazed that it was just like Pizza Popolis to the teeth. Blindfolded you, you never would have known the difference. I'm not kidding you. I just remember being real close to the airport, one of the airports, you know, they had O'Hare, and then what's the other airport that's over there? Yeah, the other one. Yeah, the other one. O'Hare and, what can I think of it?
Wasn't it Midway?
That's it. Ding, 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 ding.
How much money did I win?
You won the same as yesterday. Nothing! And you'll like it!
No, I won $50 at the 50-50 yesterday. So I get $50 again.
Won the other 50 of the 50-50.
There was another $50. We split, what do we have? $205 that we split. At $250, $50 place or prizes.
Very good. That place is paying off for you. You won 10 pounds of macaroons and then $50. I mean, you win much more. You're going to have to be, you know, filing a tax form or something.
This was at the bike meeting, the motorcycle meeting. So that works. That was cool. So, I don't mind taking money.
Don't blame you. John?
Yeah, I was just taking pictures of the 2 watt meters, sending them to the guy.
Jim?
Okay. Yeah, I just came back from Sam's Club and they were making sushi right there. It's like, well, cool. I'm going to get some fresh sushi. And, man, that last bit, I just had a little bit too much wasabi.
Yeah, and I got to get to the vet. I'm running late. I got to take my dog in there.
Don't they take the cats that were euthanized there for the chicken?
I don't know, but this pit bull needs some attention.
I think it's all about animals. Yeah, animals. Well.
You know, Jim, you're just trying to run around after work and you got all these semi-drivers in your way. These stupid truck drivers.
Yeah, you figured they would stop driving around at 3 o'clock. So everybody in the regular, you know, cars and trucks can go a little bit faster and get home. So they should only work at night.
This guy keeps turning right in the way I want to go all the time. Just. John, can you call this guy up? Now he's straddling both lanes. Alright. Okay. I'll be right back.
What do you want me to call him?
Jim, what's been going on with you? Okay, and John, what do you have to say about that?
I think the same thing he had to say yesterday.
You're going to get a pizza Papalus Pizza for this weekend too. But I guess I ain't gotta do that now.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm working the whole weekend, so. I was gonna say, was a baby needs a new pair of shoes? What was it? Mama needs a new refrigerator? Well, she's already got it. Now I gotta pay for it.
Get one of them Pizza Popolis pizzas. Take it with you on the road, man. That thing will stuff you all weekend.
Yeah, well, I got some other plans for food this weekend. We'll see how it works out. See how long I'm able to stay up. So I got to be to work an hour early on Saturday night.
Well, I guess the benefit is you get home an hour earlier on Sunday morning.
That is the way it usually works. Although they've been offering me overtime all week. I have not wanted to work it. It's like, no, just let me do my 8 and skate. Let's leave the overtime for the new hires. WRUZ935.
WSHM 738.
Jim? I was getting some chicken. WRUV 578.
Was it on a rotisserie?
Yeah, it was one of those rotisserie chickens for like $5. It's pretty cheap for a big old chicken.
Did they put it on a tail twister, or was it just on like a ham 2 or a ham 4?
It was just one of those Archer with the clicks. What was that one called?
Oh, that was the Alliance U100.
Yeah, it would go click. Wasn't that the AR-44 or something?
Well, the CD-44 used the same control box like a ham 2 or a ham 4 or a tail twister. They all looked the same. But no, they had a AR-22 that had a clicker box.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the 22. The big dial that laid flat on the desk. I remember having that with my astro beams.
And then they made a AR-40, which was a 5-wire rotor, and that it kind of looked like the 22 box, similar. You would turn the knob and then you would push it down, and it would the rotor would turn until it got to that place, and then it would stop. But it was silent. So no clicking on an AR-40.
All right, well, I'm just about here, so I will bid you to adieu. The WSHM 738.
Is that like a Mountain Dew?
It could be.
All right. Catch you later.
See you, John. See you, Jim. To me, it's HM 738.
Yeah, we're doing hanger burgers, for dinner today.
Hanger burgers. Well, I'm pretty much eating my dinner now. Actually, I think it was... Oh, I did eat something in the morning. I had quiche on toast.
Yeah, Cheryl just told me I got like 5 or 6 rings of quiche in the freezer, so she says you better start eating that stuff.
Yep, or else she's going to throw it out.
I bet you somebody's going to try and steal it.
Well, just don't put it on a butcher rack. Just make it non-visible.
It was from the butcher shop, not the butcher rack.
Hanging on the butcher rack.
Punchy days right around the corner.
Yeah, I know. Like, how much is it? Like 20 bucks a half dozen?
Well, I don't know. We went to BJ's today, and they had in the refrigerated counter, they had prepackaged goombki. So I bought a package. They were $8.99, I think they were. So I figured, well, if there should be four of them in there, so I should get two meals out of it. So that shouldn't be too bad. So I came home and I cooked up two of them for lunch, threw them in the microwave, cut them in half, laid them flat, and face down on a plate, stuck them in the microwave. And it says that they're in like a sweetened tomato sauce. So it's like, it doesn't sound bad. I open up the container, and it's like, wow, that was some pretty thin and runny tomato sauce. So I warmed them up, and I ate them, and the tomato sauce was sweet. So I got the other two are packaged up, and I'm going to take them for lunch tonight. But I'm going to look in the pantry and see if we have a can of tomato soup. I just might ditch that juice that those things are in and throw a can of tomato soup in there.
Yeah, that should make it better. I can use tomato paste. I think my mom used to put some tomato paste on the top of mine along with the soup. And that was okay. But, it should make a little bit better.
It wouldn't be bad if it was just, thinned down tomato sauce. But because they sweetened it, it's not right.
Yeah, I don't know why they want to keep adding sugar to everything. You know, you buy a honey, I like the honey wheat bread, and it's like they add sugar to it. That's not really even honey. It's kind of a sweet bread.
Yeah, well, when it comes to sweet potatoes, I don't want marshmallows melted all over them and all that. So I don't want brown sugar on them. Just want it to be a baked sweet potato with butter and salt and pepper.
Yep, that's the way I like it. Butter and salt and pepper.
Yep, I don't need candied carrots. They just want to sweeten everything. Just let your desserts be sweet. I'm good with that. Let the meal be natural.
Yeah, unless it's supposed to be that way, but yeah. Well, I like a little brown sugar sometimes on top of my, on a sweet potato. Not all the time. Once in a while, I'll put it on.
If I have meatloaf, I don't need ketchup put on top with brown sugar in it. There's already sugar or high fructose corn syrup, whatever, already in the ketchup. Ketchup is already sweetened way too much. So, don't need to put more sugar in on top of the sugary ketchup.
Well, if you make it real sweet, you won't have to worry about tasting the meat.
Then use better meat.
still want to make it over to Barbecue Bob sometime when he's doing his meatloaf over there. I mean, it just looks so good. He's got that meatloaf in the smoker, and those aluminum, you know, loaf pans, and you know, that it renders down, and those meatloafs are just floating in all of that rendered down, you know, fat, and you know, smoky, and just, oh man, that looks so good, and I've never had it there.
Yeah, try going on there, on his web, not website, but the Facebook page. He might have a daily menu.
Yeah, I think he does. Cheryl follows him. I think I do too, but I don't know. We might be friends or something. I might be following the page, but I don't see all of his posts. Because, you know, basically his posts are generally the same thing. Another cold warning here. Poof, he fires up that torch and starts blowtorching the wood in the smoker.
Yeah, I heard he's supposed to get out of there pretty soon. What, when was that? For the summer or something? He lost the spot?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be a while ago, but obviously it's lasting a little longer than I think what he anticipated. But what the heck, run it until it's, until you can't run it no more.
I should park it in front of some bar.
Yep, he definitely does a good job, so. Anyway, yeah, I miss having the swap there at his place, too.
Yeah, that was a pretty good first swap over there in his parking lot.
And I think it was the last swap that he had over at that, whatever that little hall was that he had. I bought a hydraulic wire crimper. Doing heavy gauge wires. The thing was brand new. That's made in China. But brand new, never used. $20. I think does a great job. I crimped all my 4-gauge cables and stuff like that for my mobile install.
WRUV578. Probably crimp battery terminals too, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got changeable jaws for different thicknesses of wire, and it's a little hydraulic pump with like a C clamp with a hydraulically driven ram. You put the different jaws in there, and it squeezes together and crimps the wire. Does a real nice job. So. In its own little carrying case and everything. $20 is. It's like, yeah, I gotta have this.
Yeah, it's something you don't use that often, but when you need it, you have it. Otherwise, what are you gonna do? Solder it?
Yeah, that's what I've always done. You know, break out a little torch and solder them. So you can't solder thick stuff like that with a little Weller pencil. So you got to break out a torch, you know, flux paste and the whole nine yards. But anyway, I got to make up any power cables for the to run the Henry in the house or something like that if I want to run it mobile. I've got 4-gauge in the truck that I'm running right now. So all I got to do is, do a couple little pigtails for the power leads to run the, like the ALS 500 or the Metron or the Henry SS 750. So, but yep, those come in real handy.
or I could make the power leads for my high power VHF or UHF amplifiers as well.
What kind of plug do they have coming out of the back?
Quarter 20 volts.
Okay. Then you want to put some eye bolts or whatever on there.
I think I should probably order a charger for that little handheld that belongs to Walt.
Yep, might be able to sell it that way. You're not going to get much for it, but it's Fusion though, isn't it?
It is a Fusion radio.
Be an easier sale. Two full charge batteries. I think I looked that charger up and it was like, what, around $16?
Yeah, I'll have to look up and see which one it is. Just order one up. So. Oh, well, I sold mine pretty easy. But, you know, I had a charger with mine.
Yep. Normally a charger comes with it, and you want to sell it with it, but who knows where it is. He probably just thought it was just some Walworth and sitting in a box somewhere, or he might have thrown it out, you know, the sun.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. It just got boxed up with a bunch of other Walworths and stuff. Moved out, so. Oh, well. So much for that. Well, Jim, I hear him moving around up there in the kitchen, so I would imagine the burgers are probably being cooked up right as we speak.
Okay. I had burgers yesterday at the VFW. Burgers and some fries. Nothing like a good bar burger. All right, we'll catch you later then. Have fun working. I'm still organizing all the money here and everything, so. Have a nice weekend. WI8W. Well, wait a minute. Where am I at? WRUV578.
Easy to do that. All right, I'll catch up with you later, Jim. WRUZ935.
What's going on there, gentlemen? WRWB is 49.
Hi and bye, Mike. WRUZ935.
Turn this thing on. You guys are talking about burgers, and I just had a slider. What am I not getting in?
Yes, that's at 330 mobile.
Yeah, good afternoon. I don't know where you're at, but you're probably getting in, but we can hear you.
Actually, I'm in this room. I had you at 94, so not surprising.
Cadu at 94?
Cadu, just crossed 94. I can barely, usually I can hit it, but not always. They're very good, McComb.
John was in there, and, yeah. I don't know what. So I don't know what's going on. But, John.
WSFF330 mobile.
WRWB is 49, and we'll be standing by.
Yeah,
WSEU 202, we alive and well.
WSAL 946. 793, you out there? 902, you out there?
WSEU 202, good evening.
WSIL 946 here.
Much. I thought I'd get on here and say hi to you. I don't want to say too much, but Frank called me today and told me what was going on, so I just wanted to see how you were doing.
Yeah, I'm dealing with it, you know. It is what it is. I mean, but, you know, we just don't want to talk about too much stuff, but yeah, I got the news today from Frank.
Copy that. How you been doing?
Well, not too bad. I mean, I got my disability that went through, so I got enough to live on. But, you know, getting around in this, well, it's warmer today, but getting around in this cold, kind of hell. I got a housekeeper that comes by, you know, once a week, and she's just talking with her. Brings my spirit to
it. I copy that. It's good that you got your disability. My wife here is waiting for her hearing. It's getting close. She's just waiting for them to let her know what time and where. So I'm glad you got it, though. That's great news.
Yeah, I get, it's been 2 years. And it went through about, I don't know, a month ago. But I had a court meeting, but it was on the phone. I didn't actually have to go to into the courtroom. So Maybe it's because of what I got going on. They weren't going to deny me. They shouldn't have. So maybe that's why. But hopefully it comes through for her.
Yeah, she was wondering, did you have to fill out paperwork to do it over the phone?
Well, no, they asked me to. I didn't ask for that, but I may have had to sign one of them online documents. I don't know, but it was for real. It was a real judge, occupational therapist that gives their input on if you're employable or not, and that's what it comes down to. They, to be honest with you, it's not so much your condition, it's are you employable?
Yeah, copy that.
With all the crap I got going on, they realize I'm not employable. Hell, I can barely walk, So, I went through. It was pretty good. So, how you doing, Cub? How's work going?
Well, work's been going good. Been kind of slow, but that's good. I got out, when was it, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, I think, or Wednesday, I went rabbit hunting, all right. I thought I was parking on the side of the road, on the dirt road, and it wasn't. I went into a ditch, and I went in there sideways, and I tried to get out, and I got myself deeper into it. So then my buddy, a guy come by and had a tow wrap. They tried to pull me from the front, but it didn't work. So then we pulled from the back and gave it hell a couple of times, and I finally got out, so.
Well, that's good, but my question is, did you get any rabbits?
So we kicked one off. My buddy got a shot at it, but the snow was, it was kind of deep out. It was kind of hard walking out there, so. I don't know, it's supposed to get a little bit warmer next week. Maybe some of that snow might melt. Maybe I'll go. I've been wanting to go ice fishing, too, but it's been so damn cold to go out there. I mean, there's about, some guy today said on the fishing site on Facebook, there's almost like 15 inches of ice out there, so.
Well, what about St. Clair or the river? I know it's good now, but it starts warming up and everything gets off, but there's still ice. Are the fish still in there and having it?
Yeah, there's fish in there, but it's you can't really fish on the river because it's moving all the time. But once the ice moves out of the river and stuff, guys will go out there and they'll start walleye fishing like in March, April, or something like that. Once the ice gets out. But yeah, but Lake St. Clair Anchor Bay, it's solid out there, man. I mean, I heard a couple guys say asking about cars, and like the one guy says, well, I'll just let you know, as soon as you leave land, your insurance is no more, so.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, it might sound funny, but I'm a firm believer. Man wasn't meant to fly. Man wasn't meant to walk around on ice in crazy situations.
I've gone out there, but I don't go out too far. And if I go out, I mean, any depth of water in the wintertime ain't good if you fall through. But I go in about 4 or 5, probably 7, 8 foot of water. That'll be about it. Some of them guys go way, way out there. They're just asking for it. But, yeah, and like I said, I don't go out there unless there's 8 inches or more out there on either that or I'll fish in the canals where I know it's really locked up and you don't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, well, I ice fished when I was a kid and was younger, and you hear that ice cracking. I didn't do it on the bigger lakes, but the smaller lakes up north, you hear that
you hear a big crack coming across, and it, you know, my heart pumps a little bit every time.
Yeah, copy that. Give me about a minute. I gotta change my battery out.
Copy that. WSIL 946.
All right, I'm back.
That was only 10 seconds. Jeez.
Yeah, I got all my batteries. I got my little central station here with all my radios and my scanners here. So I had it in the chart, so I just put the one out, put the other one in. I got the other battery on the chart, and I rotate them.
Hell yeah, fast and quick, boom, boom. Well, I'm on a, I got a power supply on a DB20, so I don't have to deal with the handheld anymore unless I want to.
Yeah, copy that. I went up to, I seen Sherman last weekend, and I helped him, he bought an antenna. It's mostly, I think, for a scanner, but it was decent size. He has one of them, you know, up north, like they're up in the thumb area, how they have them people that have them towers, you know, and they have their antenna on the tower. Well, me and him, last Sunday, he went up there and took the old TV antenna down, and we built that antenna for his scanners, and we ran the coax and everything, and he said things coming in pretty good. He can get Livingston County, he can get Santa Lac real good, Huron, Tuscola, Lapeer. I can't believe he can't get down here yet. It's not like where I'm at, but he said it comes in crystal clear. He said the next thing he's going to do is hook it up to his bail thing and see how far out he can get with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What do they call them antennas? They got a lot of, they're good for scanners, they'll go a lot of frequencies. Is that what you're talking about? I think it's called a disc cone or something like that.
Yeah, when you put the thing together, the antennas are, you have one antenna that goes straight up, and then you have a bunch of other ones that are just going down. It looks like an umbrella, like down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm thinking about. That's the kind of antenna I'm thinking about.
Yeah, because he's been studying for his ham license. He got the book, and I'm probably going to start doing it too. So he wants to get something so he can start, you know, advancing himself where he can talk out more, because, you know, we can't talk too much on here anymore or whatever, so, but...
Yeah, copy that. You know, I'll probably never do a ham license. I don't know. I just, I don't get out here enough to want to jaw with people. I'd like it, but just, I don't know if I'd go ham.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, you're still cutting in and out there, Kevin. I copy you until it cuts. You know, it's not weak, but it's, you know, cutting in and out.
How's that now?
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm in the back of the house. I'm facing Mount Clemens repeater, so I was in my front room. Listen to my scanner. Richmond Fire's got a call of possible house fire by 94 at marker 253.
Well, I hope everything goes well. So, this time of year, people get cold, they do stupid things, and burn the damn house down. It's a shame.
I copy that. So, all right, I'll let you go, Ralph. I'll be talking to you. Like I said, you get out here or something on this channel. I monitor both channels now, so if I hear you out there, I'll give you a shout. Or if you are out there and try to give me a shout, I'll give you a shout. So I still like to talk to you. So, all Hope you have a good night, Keith Warren, and talk to you soon. WSHR, 566, clear after your final.
Hey, well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the uplifting note there. We always have a good talk. And, I'll be out here. You can give me a shout anytime. Anyway, WSIL 946, I'm going to go clear. Take it easy, Kevin.
You too, my friend.
WR WBD 49, and we're standing by.
Hey, 489, WSIL 946 over here. Hey, no copy, 489.
Yeah, I got a copy, I can.
How you doing this fine evening? WSIL 946 here.
Just on my way home.
Well, be careful out there if you're mobile. You just never know what might pop up.
The roads are fine out this way. Just windy, that's all.
Yeah, copy that. Well, good talking to you. WSAL 946.
WRVS 713 New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713 New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, this is WSGG 772 Shelby Township on the base, standing by.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency.